From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A would-be terrorist set off a pipe bomb strapped to his chest in a pedestrian tunnel between two of New York City's busiest transportation hubs Monday. 27-year-old Ayyad Allah, who came to the U.S. from Bangladesh, wounded himself and three bystanders. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
Police released pictures of the alleged bomber lying on the ground in a fetal position. Some of his clothes were blown off and his stomach was blackened. Doctors say the injured bystanders suffered ringing in the ears and headaches. An explosion in the Somali capital killed a television journalist late Monday, according to witnesses and security sources. A security official told VOA's Somali service that Mohammed Ibrahim Gebo was killed in an explosion after a device fitted to his car went off. Gebo was a news anchor for Khalsan TV, a satellite television channel watched in many parts of Somalia. Osman Abdullahi Guri is a television manager at Khalsan TV. He said Gebo was traveling in his car in Mogadishu's Wadajir district when the explosion happened. His friend at Khalsan TV told VOA that he spoke to Gebo last night and was expecting to meet him Monday night at a coffee shop. He was friendly, said the man, a quiet person who did not say much to people. He's the fifth journalist killed in Somalia this year. This is VOA News.